This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today toured Indonesia's Aceh province just 2 days after a similar visit by Secretary of State Colin Powell. Like Powell, Annan flew by helicopter over the region hit hardest by the tsunami. And like Powell, he said he has never seen such devastation. He said the entire world must come together to help the people of Aceh rebuild their lives. At the same time, several aid organizations complained that the UN is working too slowly and that the relief effort is suffering from a lack of coordination. NPR's Adam Davidson is in Banda Aceh, the capital of the province. What exactly are aid groups upset about?
Well, they're saying that there's tons of people here, there's tons of supplies, there's tons of money. The problem is there's no central coordination. So you might have the same aid groups going to the same village over and over again, while there might be a couple villages nearby that have no aid. They say this is typically something that the UN will do in these crises, but that the UN has been very slow in building up the kind of infrastructure that would allow that.
And how many aid groups are there, and how do they communicate?
There's all the major UN agencies, the IOM, the World Food Program. There's the U.S. government with USAID and the U.S. military. And then there are people from what seems to be almost every country, Mexican search and rescue people, Norwegian engineers, Estonian doctors, Koreans, Taiwanese. Some of them are from the large NGO groups like CARE and Oxfam. Others are very small contingent from some organization like the Fairfax County, Virginia, sent a couple firemen to help out with the effort. They're having a hard time communicating because they're spread all over town. It's hard to find livable houses here. The cell phone network is spotty at best. Most of the aid groups came without sat phones and the things that allow communication in just about any environment. So it's extremely hard for people just to talk even once, let alone coordinate such a massive undertaking.
Does this mean that aid is not getting out? I mean, we're hearing all kinds of stories about too much aid in one spot, none getting to people who need it.
There is tons, literally thousands of tons of aid going out every day. There are medical crews, there are helicopter flights. There is a lot going on, and a lot of people are being served. But you also find communities that really are not being served. Yesterday, I was in a village about 40 minutes from Banda Aceh. There are several very sick people, including one nine-month pregnant woman who lost her husband. She's in agonizing pain, but no medical care has been made available to her. And her village is very afraid because they only have about a day's worth of food left. So at this point, it's very random. It's very chaotic.
Just a moment ago, you mentioned that the U.S. military is also there, and we do know about, you know, military aid coming in. Can the U.S. military help with coordination?
They can't at all, which is a frustration to the U.S. military. I talked to a Marine today who said that if they were in charge, this whole thing would be running very smoothly. There's a few problems. One is that most of the humanitarian aid groups just refuse to work with the U.S. military. They don't want to be seen as an arm of any military. They don't want Achenese to confuse the military with aid groups. At the same time, the military feels that they are not able to have the kind of coordination with the aid groups that they would like. So there's one man, a guy named Mike Buck, who is the liaison between these two groups, the civilian aid workers and the military. And needless to say, he's an extremely busy man.
Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Davidson in Banda Aceh, the capital of Indonesia's Aceh province.